Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another Simpleton Review. I am joined with my co-hosts here, Charlie Simpleton and Nate Simpleton. Today we are reviewing the Netflix original, Worth. The short synopsis that IMDb provides is an attorney in Washington, D.C. battles against cynicism, bureaucracy, and politics to help the victims of 9/11. And that's it. That's the whole movie. So, Charlie, what did you think?
I like that there was a lot of commentary on it, just because, like, it starts off where you're really trying to follow, like, the rules of insurance and everything. And just trying to draw a bottom line to what can we afford to do to, like, help the people that survived the 9/11 effect. The only thing was is that it kind of dehumanized, like, the whole situation. And so the team was affronted with the life stories of all these folks and just all the everything that came along with it. It was all the emotion, all of the, like, the visual effect, all of the things that you could bring to mind that would bring tragedy up, swarmed them. And so they had to, like, rethink their whole platform. So made for a great story.
Yeah, it's definitely a really tough movie to watch. Just thinking about the way that everyone had to feel when they were seeing the price tag that was put on their family members' lives and listening to those messages and all the stories from the, you know, surviving family members and stuff. I was a little uncomfortable. I will admit, I watched the first half and then I played D&D and then we watched the second half, and I think that was a little rough for me because I was having a lot of fun with D&D and then my mood was instantly brought down. But it's a really good movie. The cinematography is really good, even though it's fairly simple and doesn't take place in more than a couple places, just like his house and his, like, law office, right? That's pretty much the majority of it. But there was, like, minimal music, now that I'm thinking about it, which is really effective too.
Yeah, yeah. I liked it. I mean, I had to look up. I'd heard the name before. I can't now. I can't remember the name of the lawyer, but I do remember hearing his name over the course of the years, and he had been involved with a bunch of other type of deals before the 9/11 thing, where he, you know, paid out families for certain disasters or whatever. And even since then, he's still been part of those kind of issues. So he does it. I mean, this is what he does, right? I was shocked at how raw it is still for me to watch something that deals with 9/11 and the things that happened there. 20 years ago. It happened 20 years ago, and I still could not get through that movie without shedding tears. There were times where it was really hard to watch, you know, when you had them talking about the firefighters or what was, you know, is this janitor's life worth less than the stockbroker that was up on the 30th floor or whatever? It's just, you know, how do you deal with these things? And of course, you know, if you've got more money, the people who had more money are trying to get more money from the government. And was that fair? I think it portrayed it pretty well. I don't think it portrayed the lawyer particularly heroic-like. Right, which was nice, no. You know, because I'm certain he was probably involved with the filming of the movie, probably a little bit, right? He's still alive, and I thought Michael Keaton did a great job playing the guy. You felt the emotion of the lawyer. The one thing I do have to fault Michael Keaton on is that he had a really thick accent at the beginning of the movie when he was in the class, and by the time the movie was over, that accent had faded. Yeah, so that part I do have to fault him on, but. I like Michael Keaton. I've always been a fan of Michael Keaton's acting, and I'm really glad to see he's back in Hollywood and making movies again. So
you know, I like Michael Keaton, but I really like Stanley Tucci.
Yeah.
And he was the guy that played his the antithesis.
Yeah, know, right.
The guy that was running the podcast.
Tucci's great. Yeah, and he did a fantastic
job.
Oh,
my gosh.
Dad, what would you rate it?
Well, I'm going to give it a 3 overall. Just because I do think there was some things that could have been a little bit better. There were some things I felt like the storyline maybe wasn't as coherent as it could have been in some areas. Situations like that. I But I did overall like it. I think it's a worthy movie to watch. Worthy. Sorry, that wasn't intentional. I wish it was. None of my puns are ever intentional, unfortunately, because they're usually pretty good. But yeah, so I'll give it a 3 overall. There were some issues that I had with a few things over where I can't give it a higher rating. But a 3 overall for Worth.
All right, 3. Charlie, what do you think?
I'm going to give it a 3.5. I think I was really emotionally invested in this movie. So I would think that it was certifiable. Yes, uh-oh, certifiable. But at the same time, it's like, yeah, it definitely wasn't a 5-star movie, but it was good to watch, and it is one that's going to pull on you. It's going to help you think differently than you would originally do. I mean, the whole thing was to change your mind a little bit.
Yeah. I think I'm also going to have to give it a 3.5. I was alive when 9/11 happened, but I can't remember anything about it. So I'm a little removed.
3. There it is. You were 3 years old. So
I was 3. Yeah. 3. But I 3. Can't, like, you know, I was alive. I'm just a little removed from it. And so I never really thought of, like, kind of the aftermath of the people who, you know, lost family during that time.
If you noticed the target date, what was the target date, right? I mean, it was years after this happened before the end target date. So it's something that went on for a very, very long time. It wasn't something that just, you know, 6 months afterwards they paid everybody out. It was something that took a long time for that to go through. So,
yeah. So I just think it's an important watch, and I think it's well done. I will make one more mention. I was laughing a little bit at the Sony product placement they had going on there. They couldn't have made that any more obvious. With the Walkman, and then going up to his headphones, which were also conveniently Sony brand.
Sure. Well, now to be fair, Sony did invent the Walkman and the Discman. So, okay. You know, to be fair. So, right. Now, I can't believe I'm going to do this.
Uh-oh.
I will give in to peer pressure, and I will raise my score.
Yeah!
3.5.
I think that's the first time that's ever happened. I think that's the first time anyone's changed their score.
I'm teetering. Look, this movie is right there for me. I mean, it was a tearjerker.
The reason I want it to be a certifiable is because I want to show this as a must watch, not a should watch, but a must watch. This is a movie that everybody should see.
Okay. Right. Had you heard about it before I recommended it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I was actually planning on watching it on 9/11 when I saw the first promo.
Oh, gotcha.
Just because I knew I was going to land close to that date. So
okay.
That was my plan. And then it came up. I was like, all right, now I got a reason.
Very good. All right. So that makes it what, Lemuel?
That is Simpleton Certified. Yeah!
I can be swayed, ladies and gentlemen.
You can. So you know what that means. Leave your comments below on what you think about of our opinions, and then you can try to sway us further in one direction or the other. While you're doing that, don't forget to hit the like button and maybe even share this with your friends, you know? Let everyone else know about how goofy these goobers are.
Well, we're pretty goofy. For sure.
We are. Also, that's right. Feel free to visit our website. I think it's just simpletonreviews.com. Read some of the stuff we have written so that we are encouraged to write more. And hit up our Patreon. Dad, what are our Patreon subscriber rewards?
Patreon subscriber awards depends on what level you we've got one all the way down to the dollar, which basically means we like you. Thank you so much. You're awesome for supporting us all the way up to, I think it's like $100 or something like that I put on there. And $100 will give you really amazing things like a t-shirt, stickers, and a free piece of artwork done by Charlie that is original. And that's a pretty big awesome thing. So yeah, if you guys want to support us, please head on over to Patreon. You can look us up, Simpleton Review, that's what we're called there on Patreon, or you can find a link to it on our website at simpletonreview.com. We have one Patreon and he's awesome. His name is Charlie, and I still have to send him some stickers. So
yes, you do. You should get on that.
Yeah, I should. Yes, because he's our only patron, and we thank God for him every day.
Yeah, we appreciate it very much. Ladies and gentlemen, I think that is it for this week. We hold on, I might have to cut this part out. My brain shut off for a second there. Let me try that again.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is it for this week. If you want to catch us again, we will be back next week. So check that out. Bye-bye.
Bye. That was quick.